Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Last Wednesday, sheriff's deputies investigating an abandoned vehicle left at the Sherwood Forest Hotel in Garberville checked the ownership records, and that led to a missing persons report. Deputies learned the vehicle belongs to 36-year-old Christopher Banfill of Garberville, who was reported missing by his wife on the 22nd. The wife said his behavior was out of character and that he may be having unspecified medical issues. Banfill was last seen on July 16th in Garberville and is described as an adult white male, 6 feet tall, 160 pounds, with blue eyes, brown hair, and he was last seen wearing green Carhartt pants and a blue and gray sweatshirt. Anyone with information about Banfill or his whereabouts is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Arcata police officers served a search warrant at a residence in the 2000 block of Aerial Way this morning and found a large indoor marijuana grow operation. Nearly 800 plants were seized by officers, and the grow utilized 10 1,000-kilowatt lights, which ate up more than 5,000 kilowatt hours of electricity per month, more than 1,000 times the electricity used in an average California home. Officers also found processed weed as well as hash. Officers arrested 32-year-old Kathleen Richardson at the site, and she was booked into county jail on possession and cultivation charges. Building and wiring code infractions were also found, and electrical service to the residents was shut off. Officers from the Arcata Police Department, the County Drug Task Force, and sheriff's deputies served a search warrant at a residence on Central Avenue in McKinleyville yesterday and found an indoor marijuana grow on site. Officers seized more than 300 plants and found a fire hazard due to rewiring as well. 38-year-old Robert Mockwitz and his wife, 32-year-old Danielle Mockwitz, were both arrested on scene and booked into county jail on possession and cultivation charges. The couple's 2-year-old daughter was taken into custody by Child Welfare Services. Governor Brown has signed into a law a bill authored by Assemblyman Wes Chesbro. The bill is aimed at bringing more doctors to rural communities, in this case to staff tribal health centers on the North Coast. The Federal Affordable Care Act allows tribal clinics to bring in doctors who are not registered in California, but who are registered in other states to staff those clinics. Chesbro's bill was written in accordance with the federal statute and addresses a dire need for qualified medical personnel at rural clinics. The Indian Health Service in California says that the National Indian Health Services has a pool of physicians from other states eager to work and live in California, and this state law will make it easier for those doctors to find work locally. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
Okay, Julian, I think I got all the stuff working now. Roll music! And let me throw this switch here and put... Oh, wait a minute. What do I do here?
I can't take any more technical stuff. Don't even tell me about it.
All right.
Don't want to hear it.
Well, just start singing, man!
There's things I can eat and things that I can't.
Jolene Roxbury brings comedy, wit, and creativity to the Saturday lineup, 7 to 8 p.m. on KWSW 980.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. With federal agencies, along with state and county authorities, in a constant battle with marijuana growers, we receive a steady stream of information and press releases regarding the results of search warrants served at locations throughout the county. Sergeant Steve Watson, head of the County Drug Task Force, explains how the mission has changed over the years.
Last few decades, campaign against marijuana, approximately 1983, because of all the homicides Humboldt County was having in Mendocino County and Trinity County, Emerald Triangle, and the counties needed assistance, manpower, and the state formed CAMP. And that's how that started with the outdoor marijuana planting. And then fast forward to 2012, because marijuana is easily detected from the air. During the mid-90s, everybody started growing indoors, and that's what we're dealing with in 2012 is indoor marijuana grows.
Sergeant Watson went on to give some details about how search warrants are obtained, and it's not what you may think.
PG&E records to this day, it requires a search warrant. Like to get a search warrant to get in somebody's house, a simple smell of green marijuana, if you can prove it came from 1234 Smith Lane, you know that smell's coming from that house, and you hear fans running or the humming of Bellis, you can get a search warrant to get in there. You don't need PG&E rec. Majority of our warrants is strictly on the smell of marijuana coming from a structure.
The fight against marijuana in the Emerald Triangle is an ongoing struggle, and even Watson has admitted that we've lost the war but continue to fight the battles. And that's the news on this Wednesday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.